guy.
Ring a ding 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 a ding.
Look at that. A success. That's where we answered this time.
He didn't play the intro or anything.
We finally, we're going to hit it. We're going to hit it. We finally stopped playing phone tag, Will.
Yeah. So June 7, 8, 9, that's it. Thanks, bye. Have a good night.
The endless circle of too many ways to contact each other.
I know. I was, like, looking through all the old messages trying to figure out which one we were.
It's like, was it text?
Funny, on Facebook Messenger. The last message I have from you is from like 2015, and it just says, "What's your PayPal?" And I said, "Sorry, I already sold it." And I'm wondering what it was. Like,
I have never.
Like, what did I almost sell you?
I don't know. Hard drugs.
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right. I'm gonna hit this intro music. We're gonna talk mopeds. Let's go.
So, what are your favorite moped sounds?
Fuck your car. Ride a moped.
I don't know. Like, touch a flower. Is it moving? Like, nah, it feels pretty locked up. Sounds like you're fucked, dude.
All right. You guys know what the intro sounds like. We don't need any more of that. Dude.
I got it.
Welcome. We're in. Fucking Moped Monday podcast, episode 251. It is. It's easy to remember that one. Yeah, still here doing it. Ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I know.
It's pretty wild to think about.
Like, to think that I've spent years doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
how
I think
possibly
the last
talk
time...
about mopeds this much.
Yeah.
Right? I did this once, like, it was like 5 years ago. My daughter was 2. Now she's 7.
Oh,
now
my
you
God.
Have a kid. That's crazy,
yeah,
right?
I know. My kid's 2 now. Almost 2. Get in there.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I'm not mature enough to have kids.
we got Justin here from the Rebels.
I heard that.
Right.
Mm. Dude. I don't know. You've been, for those who don't know, we got the homie Will D on the podcast, the man, the myth, the legend, the legendary mesh vest himself.
That vest, probably more legendary than I am, maybe.
Dude, what's the story on the vest again, before you even get into it? The
Miata car. So, it was when I first got my first motorcycle. It was like a little LT2, Yamaha 100, like from the mid-70s. It was a great little bike. Mm-hmm. And I used to ride my wife to work on it. And she was working at the ceramic studio at the time. And there was this old lady who was in the studio, and she's like, "All right, Ronald, you need a visible vest." And she gave it to Megan, my wife. And Megan was like, "I'm never going to wear this." And I was like, "I'm going to wear it every day." That rule. It is great because it's like, it's got this huge reflective flag on the back, which I'm not too pumped about, but it's like a flat surface that's really perfect for throwing stickers on. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's a vest that you can put stickers on, which is, like, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The shandy.
The shandy.
And then I've just had it forever.
Dude, yeah. I mean, that thing's famous. Like, I remember, like, going to the rally, and you see this, like, you know, guy wearing this really odd vest, and you're like, who is that? Like, it stands out. Like, it stands out, the high vis. You see it from fucking mile away, and like, he's wearing this like scrap of vest that's like he's had forever.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse, because when people know, then they come up to you and they're like, "Hey, so I got this sock." You're fucked again.
You're like, I am the guy. I will take all your socks.
There was one time I was at this party at Skip's place in Atlanta, back when he had the antique store, and he was having this party, and this dude that, like, I've never met comes up to me. And he was like, "Hey, you're Will D. I hear you know everything about socks." I was like, "What? My reputation precedes me." I like to think of myself as more of a Hobbit guy. I love Hobbits.
Yeah.
Socks are fine, but half the reason I have socks is because no one else wants them.
It's funny.
I definitely build more hobbits than socks.
It's funny how that goes sometimes. Like,
I've never heard anybody enthusiastic about a sex.
Right.
Yeah, they're not bad. The thing that, like, really gets me, though, is, like, you can buy a 2-speed or a 3-speed grip shift for, like, the price of clutches for an E50. And, like, that's kind of fucking rad. And nobody, like, gives that any credit. But, like, you can buy a grip shift manual moped engine for, like, nothing. And that's sick.
Yeah. Huh. It's, like, obscure enough that no one wants it. So it's easy to come up on.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I feel like it's been like that for a lot of mopeds. I remember way back in the day when, like, Peter was, like, the self-proclaimed, like, Hobbit evangelists, like preaching the word of the Hobbit, and like no one had hobbits, you know, like it was like, oh, it's not a Tomas, I mean, it's not a Pook, like no one had hobbits back in the day.
The Peter Buddy build is like my favorite build in mopeds. Yeah. It's the best for it. It's the cheapest, fastest you can go.
That's literally, I still send people his blog when I sell, if I sold someone a Hobbit or I get someone gets a Hobbit, like before I send them anything, Moped Army, whatever, I always point them towards his blog. And I'm like, here's everything you really need to know. Like there's a lot of stuff after that, but this is all you really need to know to get started. You can go 45 miles an hour with a stock cylinder and a pipe. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Like everything else is forever. Free.
And you, that's yeah, plenty. Yeah.
It lasts forever. That's you can plenty. Wide open throttle it. All day long, it'll never blow up. Like indestructible, cheapest moped. That's the most fun bang for the buck you can get out of mopeds.
Yeah, it's a win. I love a Hobbit.
Yeah, I need to make. I don't know. I haven't had like a buddy build in so long, but like, you know, they're so easy. It's just free mods.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my garage right now and looking around. I don't have any Hobbit stuff. I haven't. Actually, I fucked up. I traded all my Hobbit stuff for, now you're going to laugh at me for this since I was just saying I'm a Hobbit fan, not a Sox guy, but I traded it all for Sox.
Oh, man, here we go. All right.
I got a G3 frame and a nearly complete Balboa.
Yeah, I don't know
just shit about. Just sitting right next to me waiting for a ring.
I don't know shit about Sox or Hobbits.
Dude, it's crazy, man. I remember like, dude, what, like, no, for a while, like, no one wanted Vespas. There was a time where like Vespas were like super like obscure, like who cared, you know?
Yeah, again, one of my favorite bikes I ever had was just like a Bravo. It was so good.
They're so comfortable. It's like big frame,
and then I had a
long seat
Grande that was real killer.
Every Vespa I've seen has been flamed.
I still think Grande is one of the best frames like in mopeds.
It was so what I did was I raffled it off. It was a C, Monte Carlo. We raffled it off. Charlie Buzzard won it. I let him build it, and then I bought it off him. And then I swapped that to a Grande when the C-frame broke in half, because the Monte Carlos, they're the ones with like full suspension instead of the monoshock thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it does this weird thing. I was just talking about it on MA with some guy who just got a Monte Carlo, and it puts like all the stress in a weird place where the frame wasn't designed for the stress to be. Like it bends it in the wrong place, and then they crack at the top of the fuel tank and they leak and it sucks.
Yeah. Dude, I went through like a slew of Modbecanes that all did that. Like the brazzing at the bottom would just like crack, and you'd just have a Modbecane tank that would leak and never be curable.
Yeah, that's brutal. I just had the last moped I had, I traded to Mike Vinings in what turned out to be a pretty shitty deal, but through no fault of his or mine. He had this motorcycle that I really wanted. It was a TDM.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first adventure bike. And I was like, this is it. That's my forever bike. I'm going to keep that thing forever. And I traded him a ton of shit for it, including this pretty quick built like 70cc water-cooled Moby.
Damn.
And it was rad. It wasn't like perfect yet, but it was like getting there. And some guy just came up on Moped Army like a couple weeks ago or a month ago. And he's got just the motor and like not even all the radiator stuff and everything. And I was like so heartbroken about it, because like I spent all this time making the radiator and all the plumbing and shit work, and like now it's just a bunch of parts. Like it was a working bike. Yeah. That sucks.
Damn,
dude. Sometimes that's like the hardest hit. Like you sell a bike or you trade something, or you get rid of something, and then like you never want to see what really happens to them, where they go, but every once it's always in the back of your mind, like, oh man, I wonder what happened to that one bike. And then you find out, and it's just like, it's shot, like it's like in a corner somewhere, man, like collecting dust.
I sold that one bike, I'm not gonna say which one, and I watched it change hands 4 times, and it's still here, and it's, man, it's sad. Yeah, it's sad with that.
I'm always like amazed at the ones that like do keep going though, like where you build just some trash and just throw together some trash, and then like a year or two later someone's like still riding, and it's like, how the fuck,
yeah,
how the fuck is that still going?
It's like never broken, like it's just been riding for a lifetime.
Well, that's a testament to whoever built it, because I got bikes like that going around, you know.
one of the dumbest things I ever built, I had this this Cub, and Mark Tway had put like an S90 tank on it, so it was like a top tank Cub, and it had this, it had been sold a few times, and it came back to us with this Leaf-On motor on it. And the pickup coil, like, broke off, but it, like, mounts into the case, and the case had broken off. And I was like, well, there's no way I'm going to, like, replace this case or get a whole new motor.
Yeah.
And so I just filled the fucking space in with triple expanding foam, and it just, like, glued the like, little pickup coil in place with triple expanding foam. It was the dumbest fucking shit. I was like, I'll just see if this works. And, like, I sold it. And, like, 2 years later, I see the dude riding it, and he rides up, and he's like, man, this thing's been great. I haven't had to do anything to it. I just rode it halfway to Athens. Like, that's, like, 100 miles.
Right. And so, I mean, apparently, like, you know what you're doing then. What?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Right. Just half-ass shit, and it works. Right. Every time you try and do something right, it's fucked. That's the problem. Yeah. Never do it right. It
comes down the street, it's legit trash. It's like, and it's still
running.
Damn. Dude, I remember, dude, I sold my, like, I found, like, a GPR. And, like, I drove all this way to North Carolina. I pick up this GPR, like, took the seats out of my van to fit it in there. And I was, like, so stoked in this bike. Like, no one's got a GPR, Rich, and I'm the only one. I was, like, all pumped on it. And then you're just like, this thing's all made of plastic. Like, if you wreck it, it's done, you know? It's like, where are you going to get all these plastics from? I took the one rally, which was a Swoops rally in Atlanta, and, like, ripped it around, had a blast. And then, like, you know, I eventually just got over it. I'm just like, all right, like, I'm tired of shifting gears to go 50 miles an hour in the city. Like,
bro, that's exactly how I feel about this Tomos ATX. I got the only one in the city. I got the only one in the nation. This shit's badass. No, you want to know why you have the only one in the nation? Because this shit fucking sucks. Yeah, no, all right? This shit sucks. All right? And that's where we're at.
Yeah. But
good bike, though.
But I loved it. I thought the bike was awesome. And then I was like, all right, I'm over it. And I sold it. And it went to, like, Legion or something. And then, like, legit, like, 2-3 months later, like, the tubeless tire blew out, like, when he was taking a turn. And he, like, wrecked it. And, like, just, like, smashed the radiator, all the plastics, all the shit. He's just, like, parked in the corner. And is like, yep, I'm going to, like, we're going to take it apart, make it, a naked bike and do all this stuff with it. Like, we went to the rally last year, like, yeah, 5-6 years later, it's still sitting there in the corner in a pile of parts, and I'm just like, damn, dude, fuck.
Sad.
They do look hilarious naked, though, because the tank is a faux tank, the real tank's under the seat. Mm-hmm. So, like, without the tank, it just looks insane. It doesn't look like it should work at all.
Yeah. It's so great. Dude, someone sold a really nice one this past year, like, within the last, like, 6 months, dude, someone sold one that was, like, super clean, super minty, and I was like, damn. I was looking at it just like, Satan, get these temptations away from me.
Dude, yeah, I had one that was so fast. It was a really fun bike. It was one of the later ones that has, like, the big disc and an actual tank.
The big disc, and, hell yeah.
And it was nasty. And Bobby had, like, started building it, and some shift shaft broke in the engine. So I rebuilt it, and I got it going, and it was so fucking fast. I went on, like, a GPS run with it this one day, and I hit, like, 72 in fourth gear out of 5, which is insane.
Yeah.
And then, like, almost crashed it on the way back to the shop. And then a cop pulls in, and he's like, "Do you just see somebody riding a bike?" And I was like, "Holy fuck!"
He went that way.
I almost killed myself twice, and then almost got arrested. Like, this, I need to get rid of this thing immediately.
Yeah,
this needs to go.
Yeah, like, dude, that Swoops rally, when I was riding that thing, dude, it's like, yeah, in the city here, like, I never open it up because it was like where am I going to go? I'm in the fucking city limits. But you guys, like, had some long stretches on some of those rides.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When we were going out towards the, wherever the swimming hole is, when you go swimming in the river.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, on the some, like, main street that was, like, five lanes wide or something crazy. And, like, the whole pack's, like, just, like, everyone's ripping. And I'm, like, I'm trying to catch up because I stopped to, like, help someone. And I'm, like, by myself, like, full speed on this fucking GPR, like, running red lights. And I'm just, like, I finally caught up to the pack. And I'm just, like, hiding in the pack of people. I'm just, like, I got to make sure no cops come after me. Like, I was just, like, yeah. Cutting up for sure.
It was a great feeling, though. This yeah. is a great feeling. Mm-hmm. I do love a DPR.
Dude, hell yeah. So what's up, man? Like, how's the moped scene going on in Cleveland, man? Like, how's the Black Pipe life?
It's pretty great. I mean, like, I don't know. I've been here almost as long as I was in Atlanta, which is a really crazy thing to think about. Because, like, I still feel almost new here. Mm-hmm. And, like, just so much of my life was Atlanta. But I don't know, like, it was a really natural fit because I feel like Black Pipes and Swoops were always, like, kind of tight. I can think back, like, the first time I met Chris Hoke, we were at Nashville. It was, like, pretty much both of our, like, first rallies, or, like, the first real rally was Dead Peds. And we were out at some bar, and I had made this post on Moped Army in for sale, and I was pretending to sell this, like, really rare N64 add-on. It was called the Z64. Mm-hmm. It was, like, this really insane thing that nobody knows about, but if you do, you're like, no, it's worth a lot. And I was like, does anyone want this stupid thing? So he recognized the joke somehow. And I was like, there's no fucking way. Nobody gets this joke. But it was like a match made in heaven. Spent the rest of the ride trying to shut each other's bikes off. Hitting the kill switch and whatever at every stoplight, and just fell in love. And, like, you know, we've been, I feel like that was a weird transition period in mopeds, because it was like, prior to that, everything was kind of like that Motomatic and, like, Eddie Cash and, like, really clean builds. Mm-hmm. And, like, sort of dance parties. And that was right when Black and ACR and, like, Cotton Readies were doing the punk thing, and there was, like, this big step change to, like, vests and punk and gritty shit.
Yeah.
And Black Pipes and Swoops were kind of just not in either. We just built dumb shit that was funny and fun. And I don't know, that it always endeared me. And so, like, when I got the job opportunity after grad school, so I was in Atlanta for grad school.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this job here, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I know people there. It's going to be great. And we got a shop not too long after. Our buddy LT, who's wasn't but is now Black Pipes, picked up this shop. And it's a little four bay. We call it the Quad. And it's great. I mean, that sort of reignited a lot. For a little while there, it was, like, really hot. So everyone was coming back out of the woodwork. And now we're back to kind of the core.
Yeah. If you build it, they'll come.
Yeah. Then there was, like, a little bit of some fractions, you know, some friction with the last rally that kind of split people up a little bit. And I can't go into all those details because it's not my story, but it's resulted in there being, like, kind of two groups. Hmm. Which is honestly not that bad. I mean, it's pretty fun. It's like, I have a tendency kind of to pick up people, you know. I spend a lot of time with mopeds, and so, like, I wind up finding a lot of people mopeds who maybe aren't, like,
yeah, you know, committed. You'll know who's in it, who's not. You'll know who rides and who don't. Yeah, you'll know.
But it's kind of nice having, like, the second group, I guess, to build, like, outside of the core group, because, like, Black Pipes is tight and it's, like, really close friends, and you can't break into that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's, like, really hard to get new people into it, and there have been some. We definitely had some great new dudes, like Joe K.
Yeah, they're, like, 10 years plus of, like, being, like, a group already. It's like it's a tricky situation.
And great, and still building really silly dumb shit. We were going to raffle off this maxi So I have this XJ 650. It's a Maxxon. It's like a big old motorcycle. I've had somehow a shitload of XJs. I just keep stumbling onto them. But I've swapped the front end to like this long dirt bike set of forks and just had this like motorcycle front end, and we grafted it onto the Maxi, and it is the silliest looking thing. Like every time I see it, I just laugh at it. But in the end, we decided that people probably wanted something that they would want. Something was just funny and dumb. Because, like, it's fun building funny and dumb stuff, but, like, you don't want that. Like, if you have to load up this fucking heavy-ass front-end Maxi on your trailer and bring that home, it's like, it's almost like you lost the raffle. Like, now you got to deal with this dumb joke that someone thought was funny.
There's always, like, the great debate on, like, the raffle bike. It's like, do you build something that's, like, clean and stock? Do you like go all out and build some like, you know, blaster bike that somebody new who gets it isn't going to know anything to do or how to fix it or how to keep it running?
And it blasts apart on underneath them.
Yeah. Or do you just like build some trash or like some weird Franken bike? Like the idea of like building a cool bike that's like one off and like half, you know, cobbled together from three or four different bikes is like sounds cool until like someone who wins it has no clue what to do.
That's why I don't want to sell the ATX to just anybody. I want to sell it to a specific person who knows what the hell they're buying. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because don't call me in 2 weeks. I'm not gonna know what to tell you when you can't find anything for it. So yeah, I get it.
Well, last time we did it, we did like a really clean, rare stock bike and a pretty fast, fun, silly bike, and it was nice to have both. And then, you know, we pulled two winners and then had a competition for who gets first dibs.
Yeah.
And the funniest part was they both got the one that they wanted.
Nice.
So they didn't even need to do the competition, but the competition was, this was Lachlan and Gabby from Daggers. And there was a big mixing bowl filled with sockets, and you had to find the 10 mil first in the socket, except the bowl was full of ranch dressing.
Oh, man.
It was fucking gross.
Was it so nasty.
And we're, like, camping out in the field, too, so there's no, like, water to wash your hands or anything. You're just covered in ranch dressing.
Yeah.
Dancing around the burning fire.
I'd be licking that shit.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I think when it comes to raffles, one of the things I love more than anything is, like, the challenge at the end. You can't just like drawing a ticket and giving someone the bike is such a cop out to me. I'm like, oh, that shit's whack, dude. We got to do something.
Yeah, you got to make them work for
you
it.
You got to make them do it, anything, dude. Fucking rock, paper, scissors, something.
Think too, it's that it ends, you know? There's like this huge anticipation. Everybody there is like biting their fingernails, waiting to see who wins the final prize, you know? And like, there's this big anticipation as you're drawing all the small prizes coming up to it and everything. And then if, like, it just ends, it's so anticlimactic.
Yeah.
But if you have something really funny that you can force the winners to do, so
everyone stand on their head, you know, they can.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone that lost gets to be like, you know, at least I didn't have to do that. You know, they kind of get to take away a little win, too.
Dude, I think it would be fun to, like I guess, like, make a lit. Like, say like, you're throwing the rally, and when people are coming to pick up their like registration pack, or like when they're like pre-registering online, you have like three options on how we're going to like raffle off the bike, and you let like the people vote, you know, and they could all be like, they could all be shitty options on how we're going to do it.
Oh man, I'm picking the worst one.
Yeah. Just see what happens. See if someone just picks like something really gross. Like, all right.
Mud wrestling.
Yeah. Like, right. All right. You got to fucking, I don't know, baseball slide through a pile of shit, and then like, you know, just something ridiculous. I don't know.
Yeah. We're going to drop the raffle tickets in the porta potty. You got to pull back out the winning one.
Oh, shit. All right, here we go.
Like, do you have what it takes?
And yeah, most of those kids probably do. To be honest with
you. We got a pretty good bike this year. We got like a really, really clean Magnum with a Pellini 50 and it's a good one. And then the other thing that we were trying to do this year, we haven't really started pushing the idea too hard yet, but we want to do like a MOFA cross. because, like, that shit's fun. Hell one, yeah. And two, it's fun. Yeah. But three, we got, like, this little dirt field sort of thing in the city where everyone camps out. Dude, it's a sick spot. It's really fun. And it's also a really perfect spot to, like, put a small course in. And so we got another bike. It's just a little Tomos, the CX-50.
Hell yeah, brother. Seamless, so it's, like, the big version. I used to have one of them when I was a kid. Sorry.
It's pretty sweet. It's sitting right next to me. I got it all stripped down so I can clean it up. But it needs a spray down because it definitely spent some time playing in the mud.
Yeah. Dude, they're great. Thomas has one of those Tomos, like the
MC80. He has an 80, I think. Or it might be a 50.
I think it's a 50.
It's the blue one.
Yeah.
The TX50 is the white one. Yeah.
That's the one we got. It's the like bigger one, that MT50 or whatever.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So there's a big difference in them.
Dude, bikes. I remember the first time I saw one of those was like we were in Chicago for fucking Hot and Rays or fucking, you know, someone. Yeah. And we went to Moped and he had one on the wall and I was like, what? Like, why is this on the wall? Yeah, dude, why aren't we playing with these? Like,
yeah, I got MC80 studs in my water cool bike. Yeah.
The last time I was in Chicago, it was like right before they gave up, and I went on one of their rides, and he hooked me up with one that was like all streetified, and they had like three of them. It was hilarious. They had this like little loner setup of like multiple MT50s that were all done up streetwise.
That's cool.
It was really perfect. They were all like identical too, with the same like little enduro light setup and shit.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Fun. Yeah.
Dude, fucking QCB did a rally a couple of years ago, and they did that. They did a little like MOFA across like course right beside the house, like where everyone's camping. It was real small, like little track, but like people were ripping on it and having a good time. So that's definitely
gonna be fun. The idea. And then the winner can take home their own little MOFA cross.
Nice. Like you're gonna time it. Like fastest lap gets the bike.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
With color commentary.
So,
things exciting.
So what's up with the rally this year? Why don't we dive into that? I know like you guys went with the WizBiz fucking name, which is like, you know, the huge nod, you know, fucking.
Yeah. So last time we called it Fifth Star Prime because clearly we're too old to still be doing this. And there was some objections to the piss theme. You know, our friend LT, he's like, he's got all these really great businesses and stuff. Dude's killing it. He's got this this cold brew coffee thing, and he's got a breakfast sandwich joint that's like consistently winning awards. It's really good.
Nice.
And you know, he's got all these businesses that he's like poured all this time and effort into, and he's like, I kind of don't want it to be associated with like the piss thing. And we were like, no, it's gotta be piss. Which I don't know, it was fun. So like we had this skeleton set up. The spot that we have is the same spot this time. We refer to as Jenko Island. And we had this big skeleton statue thing, like anatomical skeleton that was hooked up to a pump and it was pissing vodka lemonade. So you could fill up and have yourself a drink out of the
pissing skeleton. Please tell me more.
It was pretty great. And so we had like been thinking about what we were going to try and call the rally this year. And we're like, what if we just straight up stole someone else's name? And like, if you're going to steal someone else's name, there's only one rally that mattered. It was, I mean, for a lot of us too, like I met those guys there, some of them, you know, I'd known a few of them from Nashville like a few months prior, but WizBiz was huge.
Yeah.
And it was like just such an iconic moment for everyone. And then we also were like, you know, and we could play off of the piss theme and call it WizBiz.
Dude.
But that was the idea. And then I don't know if you saw the promo video.
Yeah.
But it was,
I was like, this is a stolen video.
Is that the one we just watched?
Yeah.
Oh man, that shit was goofy. It was pretty good though, but it was definitely kind of goofy. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, straight up stole that video and put our faces on it.
That's what he said. That's what he, and then that's what makes it goofy. As soon as he said that, like,
dude, I love the like this, like you dropped it in a different city background too.
Yeah, yeah, that's Cleveland, baby.
That's funny, man.
From my Cleveland, but yeah, we have the spot, and that's always the hardest part. So we were like, we kind of got to do it. And then the other joke was like, we're kind of calling it a retirement rally, but I don't, not for any reason other than it's also kind of funny. But Blacktops are 16 years old. And so the joke is that, well, we're 16. Now we can drive. We don't need mopeds anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
The club's 16. The club can drive.
Like this rally is being led by a car. There's a pace car in the front. Everyone's got to follow a car instead of a moped.
But yeah, we got, I don't know, some good shit planned, some good shit in the planning. Some of it a repeat of last time, and some of it an improvement on the things that could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it should be good. I think we'll get a lot of people. We got a decently central place. You know, like there's a lot of clubs close to here. There's a lot of folks in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan that are all like a couple hours away.
And it's like so, the lowest, like it's almost, it's like the split between like Midwest and like the East Coast. So it's like, it's close enough that anyone from like down this way and like, you know, out East can like show up. It's like, you know, 7-8 hours, but 10, you know, max.
It actually is kind of like the split. 'Cause if you go west of here, everything's flat. And like, this is really the first major hill is like the one that runs through Cleveland, like all the way west, which is why it gets so pummeled by snow and rain and shit, is because like all those easterly storms get hung up on that. You get all the snow belt shit east of here.
Wild times, dude.
So hopefully it doesn't rain.
Dude, I remember that one summer, dude. This was like maybe 2 years ago, where like almost every rally got rained on for like weeks. It was like, dude, like rain, like Nashville touring, like everyone's getting dumped.
Yeah, sounds like fun was still had. I missed that one though.
Yeah, dude, Philly, we got dumped on, and everyone just fucking powered through. It was great. You know, bonding through suffering. You know.
Yeah, I did the H&Rs last year, and that was some perfect weather. That was a great time.
Yeah. So what's some of the things you guys have planned for the rally? Is it like your typical, like, you know, layout?
Yeah, we got like a good spot where everyone can post up, and there's like a dirt field and camping and parking and fires and all that. And then the motocross is probably the biggest, I don't know, unique thing. We got some good raffle bike and raffle stuff coming in from different people. Not super set on the sponsors, but all the usuals. You know, we got Dose and Treats, and it looks like we got probably some Liquid Death again, the water company.
Yeah.
Dude, it's hilarious. When we were talking to them last time, 2 years ago, I guess. But they were like, we were like, we probably shouldn't tell them it's piss themed. And we did, and they were so fucking pumped on it. They were like, hell yeah, send us pictures of people pissing on our product. We're like, fuck yeah, all right, I'm sold. Like, if I ever need a water, I'm getting your water. You just want a customer.
Yeah,
that's all it takes. I mean, water is water, but now if I'm thirsty, I get a can of water.
I got a can of piss water.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, you guys have like a good, like the ride plan, or is it kind of be something typical? You're trying to do something long, you know, I feel like
the rides around here are pretty awesome. So like Cleveland, it's a bit of a joke of a city for most people at this point, but
y'all are heavily industrial, man. I'm into that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Historically, Cleveland was like pretty powerhouse city. Like turn of the century, it was kind of the center of the country, you know. It was like Chicago, New York, and Cleveland were like the big deal, good shit.
Yeah.
And so there was like a fucking ass load of money here, and the really rich people of the time put a lot of it into like these trusts and stuff. So we have like this really killer art museum that's like one of the best, and it's free, totally free. And then like there's this huge set of parks that go all the way in a ring around the city from lake to lake. And it's, they refer to it as the Emerald Necklace because it's just this section of parks with a road the whole way through it. And it's such a good ride. It's like really fun. It's beautiful. It's like curvy and there's not much for stops. And it just goes through this park for like, I mean, if you went the whole thing, I think it's like 50 miles.
Damn.
Nice. It's really nice. So definitely fitting some of that in. We obviously got to get some city in too. There's some fun, trashy little spots to hit up.
Nice. Yeah. I love like, I know there's been like such like, for me, I feel like there's always such like a debate on like the plan of the ride. It's like, do we make it long? Well, what's too long? Well, people came here to ride. Like, you know, there's like,
you got
to
wear them out. You got to make, yeah. When I start getting pissed off when I go on rallies and the rides are so long, I start getting mad. Like that's when you know they're killing it. Yes. Yeah,
that's like, you know, it's good enough.
Yes.
It's like,
that's been a great ride. Yes. And you look back on it. Yeah.
Nothing's worse than driving like, you know, like in 12 hours to some rally. And you get there, and like after the ride's done,
looking at you, Durham.
Yeah, you feel like super disappointed in the ride. You're like, damn, yeah. Like I didn't even have to get gas.
I've been on rally rides that are less than an hour, like 40 minutes and shit like that. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's snowing and shit, but it's like, come on, like, man.
You guys got to draw it out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got some good rides. We got a local food truck, so you can sample some Cleveland cuisine. I like to think of Cleveland's kind of thing being the like thick ass corned beef sandwiches, hot corned beef. Mm. Where like I feel like all the Rust Belt cities kind of have a sandwich, you know, like Philly's got the Philly, and like Pittsburgh has Primanti's with
the meats,
French fries on the sandwich and stuff, and then like Chicago's got the Italian beef dip. And Cleveland's is the hot corned beef, and it's just like way overstuffed sandwich, just like a little piece of bread and then like 4 inches of corned beef is good.
All the
and
hash.
I feel like we ought to feed people that. But also hot dogs are pretty Ohio-y thing to eat. I mean, aren't if you like, ever spend any time talking to the Zeros, they fucking love some hot dogs, that's for sure.
Dude, the fucking hot dog memes never end. Dude, isn't it like a chili Lizzie. Town too?
Chili's South Ohio, but yeah, the like cinnamon Cincinnati chili.
Yeah,
we could probably get some of that in here. That sounds like a good idea.
Like,
and then you put it on spaghetti, which is a pretty wild thing to do.
Dude, I'm like chili, corned beef hash, spaghetti. Like, you guys need extra porta potties.
Just don't put your spaghetti in a sandwich bag.
Never spaghetti.
Yeah, you're gonna leave all like stuffed belly, probably wearing some like stonewashed jeans and white tennis sneakers, looking like Carl from Aqua Teen. It's like, you can't help but be Ohio.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
Dude. I'm like pumped, dude. It's like one of those rallies is like it's just close enough for Richmond and it's like different. It's like,
yeah, I just looked it up on GPS. It's under 8 hours.
Yeah, none of us did the last Black Pipes rally either.
Like, it'll no make me. It'll take me like 10 because I gotta stop a lot. But
yeah, it's not too bad. Like I went around October. I went and visited with some friends in DC, and I was like, "Damn, that's like actually pretty close. Like 6 hours to DC. Like Philly's not that far. I mean, it's all kind of in that like doable range."
And DC sucks, where you're not, like, man. Like, I'm sorry you went there. DC kind of sucks. I mean, it's cool, but
I wound up catching a ride with the Dirt Church guys.
Yeah,
they were like doing a Halloween thing.
Oh yeah,
and
they do that ride every year. That's a great ride.
Yeah, I mean, like I was there visiting Joey because I love that dude, and Alan was there, and It was a good crowd. It was like a bit more of a motorcycle thing, but it was still fun. There was one dude who showed up. I forget his name though. He had this stupid clean wallaroo, and I was like,
Jordan Welsh.
Jordan, did he have red hair?
Yeah,
yeah, that dude. Jaw dropped on that thing. Yeah, that's sick.
Super jealous because that's the colorway that I like lust after. And he like no one knew he was getting it. He just posted a picture like real like low key one day, and I'm just like, son of a bitch.
I mean it's the wet wet jet ski colorway.
Yeah, dude, purple teal. Like, come on, man. It doesn't get any better.
It's real good.
It's okay. He'll sell it one day, and I'll get it.
Yeah, he will. Everything from him is like a price. Like, you can have anything.
It's all for sale, dude. He sells it all eventually.
Right.
You gotta put him on an Enduro.
I got one of his derbies.
He wants an Enduro for trade for a bike. I forget what bike it is, but he wants an Enduro.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Okay. This is your chance.
He's like, I find some cheap Enduro, flip it. Like.
It was a Yamaha Sting. He has a Yamaha Sting for sale today. He wants to trade for a Title Enduro. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good bike though. That's another one of those bikes that's bounced around. So we went Dose to Queen City Barons. And they like cleaned it up, like finished it off. Then it came to Richmond to Thomas. And
Thomas got it.
And then Thomas sold it. And now it's getting sold again.
And I'm like, yeah, here's your bike.
And it's like such a nice bike, and it just keeps bouncing around. Like, no one keeps it.
Yeah, the shit Matt was getting rid of from QCB just like last year was so nuts.
Yeah.
The dude like picked up the cleanest, coolest shit, and then he was just like reselling it for nothing.
Yeah, on the low.
Dude. I was like, how's this real? I want it all.
Yeah, that's like literally the same week that GPR was for sale was the same week Matt was selling a bunch of shit, and I'm like, I can't do this, dude. I need to get off the internet. Like, you guys are trying to make me backslide. I'm over here.
There's no harm in not getting it, but once you know you're not getting it, that's where it hurts. You get the FOMO.
Yeah, like you know, you're like you don't want to buy it. You're telling yourself you can't buy it, but then as soon as it sells, like it's sold, you're upset. You're like, fuck, now I can't buy it.
And like if you just never knew, there was no harm. Yeah. There's like it's no difference in your life that you didn't get it, but when you know that you missed it, ouch.
And it's like, it's so brutal too. It's like, it was like three super clean bikes. Like in 1 week, it was like, oh, you want this Motron thing that no one has?
Yeah,
there's like three of them in the country or something. And it's like,
Fantic.
I saw the other one. There's one or two of them in, at that, Valley Vintage moped shop in outside of Pittsburgh. Like they got one of them.
Damn.
And I was like, it was in the window. It was like a window model, dude. It's in the window of their store. You walk in, you're like, what's this Motron just doing in the window? Like, does it run?
Looking good.
Yeah, just like we don't even need to work on it. You just make it shine and put it in the front.
Yeah.
So much cool stuff.
Yeah, dude. one of the sprinters wound up here. One that we raffled off at Swoops wound up with Black Pipes, another good crossover.
Nice. Dude, this bike is so cool. Like, Fantic is such like a odd moped, but they're so cool.
Yeah, the Joy too. It's just such a weird bike.
Dude, the Joy Jordan is beautiful.
Jordan is like just obsessed with Fantic.
Oh yeah,
he'll put himself in the poorhouse buying Fantic. So I'm like
in the poorhouse.
He'll be like eating trash out of a dumpster, but like he'll ride to the dumpster on a Fantic.
Yeah, dude, they're so nice though, dude. It's like the step through is like gorgeous, dude. It's so crazy.
Yeah, and then the variated Minarelli ones, like yes, please, I'll take that.
Yeah, and then like no one will ever understand because it's like you're like the hobby's so small, and it's just like. Like we can't sell mopeds worth anything in Richmond right now. Like no one's buying them. Like no one like
nah.
No one wants mopeds here.
Yeah. And the ones that are for sale are stupid expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So I actually meant to ask you about
$3,500 Cobra or Magnum, whatever the hell it is. Yeah. No.
My wife like yesterday got back from Richmond. She was out there for a ceramics conference.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a ceramic art thing. And she sent me a picture of somebody's, like, I think it was a blue top tank Tomos with, like, maybe a biturbo or something just sitting on the sidewalk. I was like, oh damn, I don't know whose that is.
That's Team Rando. We got this one kid. Yeah. We got two Tomos dudes in town that are Team Rando. One's got this little yellow Tomos. He works at the music venue. And then like this other dude's got the little blue one, who I think's in our group chat, but like has never like hung out with anyone.
Yeah, it was spotted in the wild, and it made me happy.
Yeah. Nothing's like, better than spotting someone on like, Tomos in the wild, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
I went to LT's house today, and like we were dropping off some Girl Scout cookies that he bought for my daughter. Mm-hmm. And as we're like walking up, I hear this moped and just saw some dude just like roll past on a moped. I have no idea who the fuck it was.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. Cause like literally like, I always wonder, it's like, I remember like when I saw a moped, you know, and that you see one ride by and that thought pops in your head, like, damn, what is that? Ooh. You know, it intrigues you. And I'm like, I wonder if people still feel intrigued when they see mopeds come by. It's like, it's so rarely that I see like someone outside of the circle of people we know riding a moped. Like, yeah. And I used to see Team Rando all the time. And now it's like, yeah, I know everyone who's got a moped here. Like there might be like three or four dudes.
It's really bad. We can tell really who's rolling up by the sound.
Last month, I was down at our shop, and it's like kind of on this little side street. It's like nobody really goes there. It's kind of east of Cleveland, but in like the Asia Town area. And it's like on this little side street. And I was like locking up after, I think I sold a Vespino to Nick Haver. And this dude just rolled by on a Datavis. And I was like, what? Who are you? What are you doing on our street on a moped? And I don't know you. And I didn't find him either. Like I was on some shit.
That's the worst, dude. I've had that. That's the worst, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, I still don't know. It's eating me up inside.
You're probably too slow. You're probably too slow, bro.
It's like our community or scene or whatever you want to call it, so like small and kind of tight knit that it's like I feel bad if I don't know the person. Like, how do I not know this guy who's got a moped and lives where I live? Like, someone's selling a Hobbit right now in Richmond, like with a pipe, and I'm like, dude, why are you? I messaged him like, dude, why are you selling this? Come ride with us. I'm like, how where are you from? How have you been here? That and I haven't seen you or know anything about you. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's how I randomly find people sometimes. You just find somebody selling a moped, and maybe they got like another one in the background of the picture, and it's like, oh, you got mopeds.
Yeah, is that bike for sale too? What's that in the back?
Yeah,
absolutely. There is something to be said about dual mopeds, like having multiple mopeds. It's like
once you're that deep, like one is a curiosity, but two is a problem. Two becomes 20.
Yes, it's
we just watched the rest of Cycles video today, like right before the podcast started, and like the dude just bought out some old guy's hoard in West Virginia. Like the old man bought out, you know, some like moped shop back in the day that had like $80,000 quote unquote worth of inventory, and like, you know, now it's like some dude's like, the dude shows up in his yard, it's just like riding mopeds and like tractor trailers and broken down buses like out in the woods behind this guy's house. He's just like filled up a 26 foot box truck full of bikes, dude. I think he got like 26 bikes or something ridiculous.
Nah, it was more than that. There's no way. No, it was more than that.
It was a lot of fucking bikes.
Yeah, it was more than that.
And then, and he said, there's more. He's going to go back and get another load. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, personally, I would not want to buy 20 plus mopeds.
You got to store that shit.
I know. Like, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
Right. I got 8 bikes and it sucks. Like, right.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have, like, plenty of experience with, like, Fred's place in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's, you know, on one hand, it's like this wonderland, you know? Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, it's just, like, horror. It's just like, you know, like a hospital or something. Everyone's dying and you're trying to triage like who to save. It's like you're just surrounded by screaming, dying bodies.
It's like
just all dying and they all need like massive surgery and there's nothing you can do.
It's like, who do you help first?
Right. People be like, are these all your bikes? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh man, that's awesome. That's tight. And I'm like, no, it sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like one of those things like we all start just like tying ribbons around our moped's handlebars. Right. Like that one's unsavable. You're just tying ribbons right. around them. This guy needs
triage.
Yeah.
Dude, how many bikes you got right now?
Not many. I got a Hobbit. I have a parts Hobbit that could be. I have all the stuff to make it a bike if I wanted to, but I really don't want to. I want to sell it, and no one will buy it off me for $100. I can't give it away.
Damn,
I've tried. So people come to buy a bike, and I'm like, hey, I'll throw in this bike for $50, $100, and they won't take it. You know, I'm just like, dude, it could be a bike. So I got like two Hobbits essentially. I have a Motobicane. Like roller with like a box of like brand new parts that I've like been collecting for years and will probably never build. I have a Pook Mofa Cross build project thing that's like a roller and a pile of parts in a boxes that I'll probably never build brand new.
No, you gotta build it and break.
No, I fucking wish. I won't. I'm just. I can't commit to
this. This is your calling. This is it. This is your chance. This is your excuse to do it.
I got the Fox, I got my Moby, I got my Derby box, and I have a Derby, like the red, white, and blue fucking U.S. America BAM.
Hell yeah.
Jam. So I got 7 mopeds, which is
not many. List off half a dozen.
Yeah, it's too many. It's too many.
It sucks. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like, some of them I don't even consider mopeds because it's like the Moby, I've had the roller in the corner of my garage for like 5 years or something.
Well, I mean, I got the Grom and the Honda Elite. I don't consider them mopeds either. They're still bikes. I got 8 goddamn bikes and still in the way, bro.
Yeah, it's like I'm not gonna consider a roller to be a moped until
I feel you on that too, though. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Like, yeah, that's just a pile of parts. That's not actually a bike.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna go there.
Like, the goal is to like just fix up my bikes that I have and like have 4 runners by the summer. Like, I think that'd be like, and I got a dirt bike or whatever, but I'm just like. That way, if something breaks, you know, you have
That's the Grom accent. Yeah, see you later. Yeah.
To be honest, it's like the rally thing has really helped me get stuff like together because I'm like, normally if I have something that runs good, I sell it because I don't have room for it. I have too many projects and I need more room for the projects so I can get them going and sell them. But like with the rally coming, I'm like, I got to keep this as a loaner. So like... I'm building up a good pile of running bikes, which is kind of weird. It's a weird feeling. That's cool.
That's like such a pain in the ass, dude. Like, I love it. And you're like, you want to be helpful. You're like, I'm doing my part. I'm going to get some loners together. And like, I've done
they're
it.
They're
like,
all going to break down.
Yeah. Like, then they all get like thrash or like, you know, they're like, you built them and they're good and they're rideable. You've ridden them and you're like, cool, this is a good loner. But like, it's not like a bike you're riding every day where you can like really, it's really dialed and you know exactly what it's doing. It's like,
that's the real thing.
It's like, yeah, I fixed it. It runs. I rode it a handful of times like around the block and you're like, yep, this bike's good. And you loan it out and then like some catastrophic thing happens to it. And you're like, well, there goes fucking $500 and like a bunch of my time, you know?
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah. It's like, it's brutal.
My favorite project right now. I brought a ton of shit to Toledo to their swap, and I was just trying to get rid of shit, like all my just spare trash. I was just giving stuff away, and I put out a donation box, and when people donated money, I gave that away. It's like, I just wanted to get rid of shit, but I did wind up buying this Rumpet motor. Now, it's like a little 50cc from the, like, 60s. It's a Tohatsu, the, like, outboard motor company, but they made a small motorcycle like pretty rare called the it's actually called the Rumpet, but I misread it as Rumpet, and Rumpet is really funny, so it's a Rumpet.
How do you spell and it? Rumpet.
It's Rumpet.
Okay, yeah,
but that's actually wrong. It's Rump-IP. Because then you could sing all sorts of silly songs about it and, like, get all excited and jump up and down and yell Rumpet, which I like to do. It's just mostly what I do with it right now. But I also got that G3 frame, and I don't have a motor for it. And so I've been grafting the Rumpet onto the G3. It's going to be pretty great.
Nice.
I'm very excited about it.
We pulled up the image. Like, the rumpet looks pretty cool. It's different. I've never seen one before, so that's new to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine looks nothing like that. It was like, it was from the Moped Brothers guys. They had like this complete motor, just like new old stock, off the shelf, just the motor.
Hmm.
So it's totally complete. It has the carb and everything. I don't know where I'm going to find or build a pipe for it. It's like kind of a weird pipe mount. That's kind of the one thing that I'm real hung up on now.
Now you got to put the whole bike onto a pallet, and you got to ship it to Crinks. Have Ryan build you a pipe and then ship you the whole bike back.
Yeah.
Same. I'm looking forward to Mid-Ohio. Maybe I can just pull some weird shit out of Mid-Ohio and weld it together until it works.
Mm. When is that, dude?
After the rally, so I'm fucked.
Yeah.
It's so good, though. It's like one of my favorite things every year. It's, because Atlanta, we were like pretty close to Barber, and so we'd go to that every year. And, like, I always had a blast at Barber. And Mid-Ohio is just, like, the shit show version. It's, like, the trashy redneck, like, no fucks given version of Barber. And there's all the cool old rare vintage stuff. And then there's just, like, a huge swap meet of cheap-ass shit. Just shit. Just so much. Like, more than you can imagine. And then we also got, like, John Coe. He gets, he's got a vendor spot because he sells like imports, and a lot of it was gyros, and so like a bunch of us bought gyros and like the weird Japanese model ones, like the up, so it's like at this big, I don't know, flat cargo section and shit. I don't know, they're sick. And so we call it Gyro Island. And it's just become like the meetup spot for like everyone related to mopeds at Mid-Ohio, which there's quite a few. And that's always just super fun because like it's right in the middle of the swap meet, but we can camp in there and just like go wild and still sell shit. And so like we got a good ass spot with good people, and it's an insane event. It's perfect.
Nice.
Zach usually comes up too from Boston, from Pikes, and he's got a bunch of shit, and like last year he was like across the walkway from us. And so it's just like, it's growing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, with those crazy outdoor fucking swap meets, it's like, there's just so much stuff, and it's like, you never know what you're going to see. I know we saw those couple of videos, and it's just like, oh dude, like the guy who had all the, like the mono fucking compos and stuff. And you're just like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts. And then, like, is camping, and shit just goes fucking batshit crazy at night. Well, like, people would just, like, impromptu barrel racing, just random shit around a circle. And, like,
there's a burn in the pit.
And people are just, like, I don't know, spitting beer on each other. And it's usually fine. A punk show. That's and, like, it's great, too, because, like, the punk show kids, they're all out of, like, New Orleans and stuff. And so they're all... and Pittsburgh, and they're all like friends with our friends, you know. It's like mm-hmm. the same bunch of dirt bags. So like, I don't know, Misha comes up sometimes with them. It's great. It's a great time. Now I'm selling everyone on Mid-Ohio instead of our rally, though.
It's like, we can't make it back to Ohio twice, dude. You gotta pick one.
Fuck.
The rally should have been at Mid-Ohio. I don't know where you guys are slipping,
dude. Yeah, Mid-Ohio's an absolute insane time. There was one year Derek was racing his gyro around the barrel races and fucking fell off and just launched it into the crowd.
Because the bike doesn't fall over.
It was all just so fucked. It's all just so fucked. It's just total chaos. Last year they tried to start clamping down on it and like shutting down some of the insanity, and yeah, it just moved. You know, like, so like, you can't barrel race here. And they're like, all right, we'll go drag race over there then.
Right.
Those burnouts over here in the corner, just throwing mud at the crowd. It's like, fuck. Dude, back to the rally. Okay, we can't keep going down the pipeline, dude. We got to go rally.
I mean, I think we said most of all there is to say. It's going to be a great time. It's in Cleveland, running around the city, eating the foods of the people. It's there's a lot of Eastern European immigrants, and so and corned beef and hot dogs and kielbasa and
good rides, multiple raffle bikes.
Good rides. Shit show of a spot that's really like, it's pretty secure. It's like a really comfy place. It's great. And there's some good ass pizza right next to it. Camping in case you need it.
Camping if you know and you're, then, camping if you're not an elitist, you know, you can show up and camp.
Yep.
That sounds
plenty
good,
of cozy
man.
Places to stay.
Close Airbnbs if people bike. don't wanna camp.
All the black pipes. There's plenty of Airbnbs, yeah. I mean, you could buy a house for the cost of an Airbnb.
Oh yeah, that's what I want to hear, dog.
Show up to the rally, bought a house, mm-hmm. You know, we stayed there for a night.
Yeah.
We'll rent it out. Will D manages the property.
Damn.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. I know Derek's trying to buy a house in town, which I'm looking forward to.
Nice.
He's out in Youngstown now, but he's been doing the light neon thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys talked to him about that a little bit ago.
Yeah, good stuff.
And he's got maybe like a gig. There's some old, I mean, nobody does neon. Mm-hmm. And it's like the demand for it hasn't changed. Well, it's changed, but it's not gone. But the supply just doesn't exist. And so, like, he's looking at taking over for this old dude who's retiring out this way.
Nice.
And I like the idea of getting him into town because now he's all the way out in Youngstown. It's like, he's got a sick spot, but it's like an hour away.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking the repair work. And like, we have a girl in town that does like neon and like, it's a little small shop. And like, she's just like, you know, she does pretty good on Instagram. She does a little like, you know, come learn to, you know, do it, you know, classes and stuff. And she does like all like the, you know, fancy restaurants that have old, like 30, 50 year old, like neon and like doing the repair work and stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool. I got a custom piece off Derek last year. It was, my old Sebring wheel from the electric bike build. It was like a warped wheel, so I can't run it, but it's a cool ass wheel because it's like the Cloverleaf Sebring mags, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had him build a little neon thing on it. So I got it in my house. It's just the wheel. And then in neon, it says Measure Nunts. And my favorite little piece is that the nunts doesn't actually fit. So like the letters are all shrunken in.
That's funny.
Because we measure nunts.
Not enough times.
Yeah, never measure.
Yeah, just do it.
Safety last.
Wing it.
Nah, measure none.
Nah, measure twice, cut once.
Justin's like, I'm a machinist, dude. I gotta.
Hold on. You can measure a third time like, if you want.
It's like a running gag, too, in the group chat. Like, someone will take a picture of some shit they're working on. There's like a ruler in the background. We're like, what the fuck is that? What are you doing? You've been measuring again? Like, sorry, guys. I don't know what came over me, man. I was down in the basement and I pulled out the old micrometer. And,
oh, man.
38 millimeters.
Oh. Yeah, there's definitely something about using the measure. I remember one time I measured my ring gap. Wrong, and I made it humongous. It's like a brand new ring, and you put it on, and you're just like, wait a second.
It just slips over.
Oh, no.
Why is it so big?
It slipped over.
Yeah, that's your problem. Measure dunk when you don't have the problem. There's nothing that can go wrong if you don't measure.
Yeah.
I mean, if the spanning foam will work, I mean.
Yeah. Legend has it. That dude's still riding right now. He's riding right now.
How many bananas? Yeah, back to the very beginning of our call. You know, the most half-assed shit is the stuff that's still working.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
So that means get ready for the summer, boys. Pull out your trash. Don't do any work to it. Spit on the car. Wash it out with your finger. And show up to the fucking whiskey business, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, whiskey business.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing it better than the first one.
Nice. What are the dates again so everyone can
It's know. June 7, 8, 9. So beginning of summer it's going to be beautiful in Cleveland, probably not, but I'm going to hope. I'm probably optimistic. Not. It was great last year.
It's never beautiful in Cleveland, is it?
winter's rough, but summer's so good. It's perfect.
Nice.
And last summer was absolutely gorgeous, like nonstop. So I think we're gonna have a good one.
Sick. You guys
like that perfect like 70s and sunny and big ass old lake that looks like an ocean.
70s spot on for me, dude. Like if it's like warm enough, you can wear shorts, but you can put on a hoodie or jacket or something. You know?
Yeah, I'm into it. Yeah.
Warm in the sun, cool in the shade.
It's gonna be great.
Dude, is there you guys have registration up yet or anything?
Yeah, it's on MA. There's a thread for it on the front page, and there's a thread for it
in the Gen forums.
Gen Forum.
Hell yeah.
So you can go on there and comment something silly just to bump it to the top again.
Yeah, let us know about the trashiest build you have, you know? Like,
I get on there and say all kinds of shit.
What's still running that you made out of junk? Pull up.
Yeah, man, the one that fucks me up the most, when I was in Atlanta, I built this like really stupid motorized bicycle, mostly out of curiosity, just because like I had the like motorized bike kit, you know, like the cheap ass China Groovy motor or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to like try it. And I built this bike and I sold it. And this was like 10, 15 years ago. It's at least 10 years. And it just keeps coming up on Craigslist and or Marketplace in Atlanta, like every couple of years. I feel like because it's a motorized bicycle, it's just some DUI asshole who just like, you know, lost their license and then they get it back and they sell it again.
Yeah.
But like somehow that thing's still running. Like that has no business still working.
There's like no oil in it. There's like
hey, whoever built it, man, kudos. Hell yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Meanwhile, the shit that like I'm actually trying to ride falls apart.
You're trying on the daily. You're trying too hard.
It's true. Well, that's the other thing is like once it's good, it's gone. I do still have my same old socks though. I got my same old socks that I've had since our first rally in Atlanta.
Damn.
It's pretty wild. I've tried to get rid of it. I have gotten rid of it. I sold it for like 5 years and then the Fuchs brought it back. I got it back at MA20 and then it got stolen and we got it back again and now I keep trying to sell it and every time I do like everybody knows it's like a running gag like no you can't sell that. I'm like please somebody buy it. I need more space for dumb projects for shit that doesn't work.
Before we get off, dude, what's the dumbest project you have going right now?
Ooh, I mean that Maxi's pretty dumb with the like full size front end, but I just took the motor off of it to put on the Magnum for our actual raffle bike. Because the motor's good. It was partly built by a 7-year-old girl, but the rest, it's good. It's fine. I got this tiny Spree that's pretty fun. And like I had this Spree when I was in Atlanta that we cut the middle out of it and shortened it. I called it the Spee. And so I wound up with two Sprees like last fall. Some dude was selling a General, and Lee of the Black Pisces in Cincinnati was like, yo, I want that. I want to put a Hobbit or something on it. So I went and I bought it, and the dude had like these two Sprees in his basement. I was like, what's up with those? He's like, I don't know, you want them? I was like, no. He's like, I mean, you could have them. And I was like, fine. So I wound up with two Sprees and I slammed one of them. It's like super lowered.
Yeah.
And it's really funny and very silly and stupid. And then I got this Raven. And I fucking love a Raven.
Yeah, Raven's but really I let cool my daughter is out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they're so gnarly looking. And then I let my daughter pick the colorway. And so it's like lavender with yellow flowers all over it. And that one's pretty dumb, but like we realized, and it wasn't intentional, but it works so well that like it kind of matches the color themes of the show That's So Raven.
That's funny.
So it might be a That's So Raven themed Raven. Which I'm actually surprised no one has done because it's pretty obvious.
Dude, the theme build was like going pretty hard last year. Like I don't know if anyone's really busted out a nice theme bike this year so far.
Yeah, the thing that keeps fucking me up though is I was waiting forever to get my wife to paint the flowers and stuff on it. She used to do sign art for Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just need to clear coat it, and I ordered some 2K clear and it didn't come. And so I ordered it again from a different place, and they sent it to like the wrong address. Mm. And so like this thing's been here. I got it at Toledo like the year before this. So I've had it for a year and a half. And like it's almost ready. It just needs the frame clear coated, and then it can put everything back together. Nice. But like it's just stuck on waiting for clear coat, which is such a stupid thing to be stuck on.
Dude, I love 2K clear. I think it's the best like rattle can clear coat you can get. It makes any shitty moped paint job look 1,000 times better.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you need it.
And your fucking paint won't fucking chip, dude. It fucking hardens. 2-part.
I don't know, man. I chip all the paint.
Yeah. You're rough on them, dude.
Yeah, I chip all the paint.
And it's gas resistant. I mean, like, this is all the artwork on it's done with a paint pen. And so it'll, like, wash off real quick with gas unless I clear it.
2 coats, my boy. Get her done.
It's going to be great.
Don't measure.
Yeah. Measure none. Dude, I have not measured anything on that. On God.
Measure none, cut once.
Or 2 or 3 times. Measure. Don't measure at all.
You'll get to it eventually. You'll figure it out eventually. Yeah.
It's like, don't measure.
As many times as I need to.
Yeah, it's like, don't measure, but cut a little long.
Yeah, cut it long. You can always remove shit. Yeah.
Don't go too short.
Yeah, how many fingers wide?
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, thanks, Will, for finally fucking us getting it together and doing the thing. If you guys want to hit the Whiz Biz fucking Black Pipes rally, all the information.
Here comes the Whiskey Business, the biggest moped rally in history.
Yeah. I don't know that. Justin doesn't know. Whiskey Business was the biggest moped rally ever. It was like 20 years ago, and it was like 300 plus mopeds.
Damn.
It was insane. It was
Ohio's got a pretty big scene.
It was big.
Yeah.
It was big.
And they're pretty central. Yeah, so,
yeah. And it was in Cleveland. As you could see in the video from the original Whiskey Business 3.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking...
It was
where the fuck was it? Columbus?
Louisville.
I knew it was some fucking shit. I can't remember. But, yeah.
We should pretend that we're them. I just want me to be, like, a fifth-rate Nate Bandit.
Dude.
If I could do, like, fifth-rate Nate Bandit build, then I'm feeling like I did something right.
Okay. Before we end it, there's one last thing that I need you to bring up to the boys in the next meeting, like, and see if you can get it pulled off. You guys should have the fucking Bandits jail photo poster for like, but with Black Pipe members and give it away. That's got to be in the rally pack. Because that's like the greatest like moped fucking promo photo shoot ever.
Yeah, it's true. Man, it was such a crowd. Like the OG Bandit was such a great group of folks.
Yeah,
it was a real, real killer rally. Let's rip it off.
Love it, dude. Fucking Rebels copied a Hell's Satan's promo video once for their rally. They're like, dude, I got a great idea for a video, and it just like. It's them like talking about doing this promo video. It's like, dude, I got a great idea for a promo video. And then it cuts to them like, you know, having the video. And at the very end of it, they're like, fuck, Satan's did it. It was great.
Was that a part?
I think it was before you did.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't recall that. Okay.
It was great. But yeah, fuck it. It's over, dude. Dude, it's Will, over. Thanks for coming on, bud. Appreciate it. Like,
hell yeah.
You've been killing the moped game and keeping it light and fun for years. Like, you're fucking one of the best ones out there and strong as hell. I got my money on you fucking 9.5 times out of 10.
Yeah. Well, now you got the dad strength. That's hopeless.
My dad strength fucking put me over the top, dude, over 9,000. Like, but Will, for being a skinny white dude, like you fucking, he's got guns, baby. You don't even know. Like, don't challenge Will to an arm wrestling match.
Yeah. I'm born hungry. I might go eat something now.
The Ohio way.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming on. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, cheers. Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys for listening. That's another episode down, Muppet Money Podcast. Hell Justin, thanks for coming, hanging out.
Yeah, it's been chill. Glad I could fill in.
I've been talking about it on the podcast recently that, like, I've been feeling so alone. Like, none of my local gang comes to come kick it anymore, dude.
I know. I came in. We didn't even talk about Christmas stuff. We just called the dude. Ring, 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 ring. Like, yeah, there was no. I think
next weekend, dude, I'm going to fucking early. We'll do it early. We'll do a ride and then we'll podcast. We'll do like a local fucking.
I was kind of on time. Table. I was like 10 minutes late, but I won't that late.
Yeah. Next week, dude, I'm going to be like, yo, who wants to come over and do a podcast at like 5 o'clock? Let's go on a ride and then go to the house and fucking talk mopeds.
We'll order KFC. We'll do all that shit.
Yeah, we'll make a fucking social gathering. Catch up because we got some stuff going down in Richmond lately, nothing crazy. Yeah, you know, Justin tried to cut his finger off today,
I pushed the wrong way on a razor blade. Anyways,
fucking, you know, we got some bikes coming back to life, you know,
we got some bikes dying. Yeah, we got all that shit, dude.
Some water cooling, some wet life happening, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, the guy came by, got his bike running. Thomas helped him.
Team Rando got his shit fixed.
Yeah, his name was Brad. He rolled up and like I was helping him at first, and then Thomas pulled up and I was like, yo, this is the guy right here, and I walked off and that was it. And Thomas got him straight, man. That was it, dude.
Hell yeah. Well, that's it, boys. Car, ride moped.
Hell yeah, rebel.
So what are your favorite moped sounds?
Fuck your car. Ride a moped.
I don't know, like touch a flower, is it moving? Like, nah, I feel pretty locked up. Sounds like you're fucked, dude.
Oh, boy.
Womp, womp, womp. You fucking...